2015 to 2019 model years. Ford says a short circuit can develop in the 12-volt battery monitor sensor. Stocks are higher after a strong report on the U.S. job market eased Wall Street's worries about a possible recession. The Dow had 712 points and the Nasdaq up 137. This is SRN News.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
It is I, the record-breaking Jeff Bezos. And no, I'm not talking about wearing the world's ugliest shirt at Coachella, nor am I referencing the record-shattering divorce settlement with my ex-wife. What was her face again? Oh, anyway. Listen up, Guinness. I'm talking about signing the world's biggest prenuptial agreement with my fiancé, Lauren Sanchez. Oh, but don't get the wrong idea about my buxomly beautiful betrothed. I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no It's actually a very simple prenup. On the odd chance that she decides to cancel her prime marriage membership, there will be no money exchanged. However, we will split the house in half. Yeah, I'll get the inside, and she'll get the outside.
Better let him just finish. It's
electric. Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Well, yeah, the market did have a big day today. And that's very nice for those who are deeply invested. But the most electrifying story today comes from YouTube, because it finally occurred to them, especially with the evidence that's come out, that maybe it's not disinformation that the 2020 election was, you can call it rigged, interfered with. I'd say the FBI withholding the Hunter laptop, and we saw polls that indicated about 70% of the people that voted for him, well, I better clarify, Biden, would not have had they known about the corruption that's embedded in that laptop. And of course, a lot of people knew what was on there because there were just precious few who were willing to discuss it. And it's like Mark Robert, our Thursday guest, when they run their show, America's Untold Stories, runs on YouTubes and Rumble, because if you say certain words on YouTube, they kick you off or they demonetize you or deplatform you. One of them was, you know, rigged election. One of them is the word suicide. So that's not free speech, by the way, and there's nothing about that speech that will destroy the country. What'll destroy it is the lack of free speech. So now they are going to, they're calling it election denialism. But you can now participate in election denialism on YouTube. It's kind of a, they established this policy in 2020 after enough states certified the election results. Nobody's uncertified. No judge had the balls to say, you know what, like in Arizona, I'm not sure how they collected or verified 270,000 signatures in 3 seconds, which is what, you know, Katie Hobbs and her clown show claimed. But don't expect me to order another election. Once the fix is in and the fix works, nobody's going to want to do that. That's just not going to happen. The Supreme Court wouldn't touch it. Nobody, not even with Clarence Thomas on there. 2 years, tens of thousands of video removals, and one election cycle later, we recognize it was time to reevaluate the effects of this policy in today's changed landscape. With that in mind, and with 2024 campaigns well underway, we will stop removing content that advances false claims that widespread fraud, errors, or glitches occurred in the 2020 election. And of course, to buy that, what they said, false claims, you have to look at the guy that's in the White House and believe in your heart of hearts that 81 million people actually voted for him. Most of them around 1:30 in the morning in the swing states. Interesting how that works.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to, now that's not election denialism. That's, hey, if I'm wrong, explain how. Show me the evidence. I just find this too big of a coincidence to believe. So, in my opinion, YouTube is probably, they'll never say the election was rigged, but they're kind of giving a nod in that direction, and that you can make that statement now and not get booted off their platform. How about that? Other than that, nothing going on. Well, there's a few things. I'm watching this Dodgers disaster unfold, and it's getting worse by the day. It's getting worse for players, too, who are being told you may not comment on this and fined in some cases. The whole idea being they have pushed this agenda to a very, very dangerous point. And I am, when ESPN went woke post George Floyd, I mean really woke, I was an ESPN Plus subscriber because there were baseball writers on that platform I liked, and you could only access them if you were paying the extra, at that time it was like $2.99 a month. So I did. I eventually dropped that. I had too much of Disney and ESPN, so it was a new sports website called The Athletic, and they had a lot of my favorite baseball people on there, so I subscribed to that. And today, I don't know if it'll come up in here because I don't have a login for it on the station, but I was on there earlier looking for one of my favorite commentators. And let's see. Let's go to MLB. Come on. All right. And today I'm reading, how did Dodgers Pride Night become national news? A timeline of events, right? Mark Robert gave us that. And then there are other columns here, literally directly supporting why the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence deserve to be on it. Maybe I should look at one of these, if I can access it. But this is nuts. I'm not here on The Athletic. I want to find out what Jim Bowden thinks about the top rookies this season. I want Ken Rosenthal to tell me who's got a chance to win the pennant, who doesn't. You know, fundamental basic stuff. What's the latest? What's gossip? Who might be traded? That kind of thing. That's always been the fun in baseball for me. But when I go to this, and I, you know, it's not horribly expensive. Here we go. As MLB Pride Nights drive conversation, are the Angels doing enough? Meaning what? Pride. What are you talking about? How do you define God's work? In defense of Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence by Steve Buckley. We're going to get into this in a little bit. But I considered the YouTube reversal of that policy a small victory. The first part of the show brought to you by Mr. Electric. When you need an installation, a service, a repair, they are mystery solvers. One of the first mysteries we had when we bought our house in Arrowhead was, why did the previous owner put an outlet that if you're using it, you can't open the front door? Seemed like a really dopey place for an outlet. So we called Mr. Electric out, and they relocated it for us. Oh, and we paid the upfront price. And then sometime later, we had an inflatable Clark Griswold that we wanted to put in front of the house, so we plugged it into the newly moved outlet, and nothing happened. Then we tried other outlets outside. None of them worked. We brought Clark inside, and he inflated right up. So we called Mr. Electric and explained the situation, and they sent out a guy with 25 years of experience as a master electrician. He solved the mystery. And when we got the invoice for the work, we saw a picture of the outlet that was removed, and it looked like a tumor more than it did a piece of electrical equipment. It was disgusting. And a picture of the new outlet that was installed in its place. And then everything else outside that was connected to that outlet worked again. So they do stuff like that. If it involves electricity, get the best on the job. Mr. Electric, 245-1566 or MrElectric.com. Rich's forecast in 1 minute.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
That's our attention-getting sounder for breaking news, and we have some issues in traffic.
Yes, we do.
So Rosie is going to step in until we get to talk to Wendell in just a few minutes.
East Boulevard at Hitching Post Drive, that's near the Zaxby's, just down from Vaughn Road. On South Decatur, we've got an accident munging things up right there at the interstate. And Mulberry at East 5th Street, which is close to Carter Hill, is clogged traffic up there, and they're calling for a unit to direct traffic there because they're all in gridlock. So,
oh, and here's another message on the way from Mr. Skipper.
Updating us.
I see the little dots waving up and down, which means he's typing something to send us. So why don't we just wait and see? Okay, injuries now reported in that Mulberry and 5th accident. Yeah. So, all right. We will get a full update from him in about 5 minutes. Here's Rich.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got a forecast that'll start to sound more and more familiar every day. Look for a few random pop-up evening storms. They will fade away in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 67. Tomorrow and Sunday, hot again with a high around 91 tomorrow, 93 on Sunday. And both days, look for those widely scattered random afternoon and evening storms, but they will be few and far between. Then not much change on Monday and Tuesday, lower 90s for a high, risk of widely scattered storms and lots of humidity. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. You don't buy a tractor to do just one job. You want a tractor with the power and precision to tackle a wide range of jobs. The Kubota L2501 with matching implements in stock today. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Okay, count me in as who cares.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We are America's theater owners. It's been a while since you've been to the movies, so we're making improvements to get you back. No, we're not improving the movies themselves. It's still all superhero sequels and video game adaptations. And no, we're not cleaning the sticky floors or removing the chewing gum from the seat cushions. And we're not lowering our 8,000% markup on popcorn and watered-down soft drinks. And yes, we're still charging $15 for a film you can watch online for free next month. Instead, we're giving you what you really want. Sushi! Because if there's one thing moviegoers crave more than raw fish, it's eating that raw fish in the dark. So come on back. There's a spicy dragon roll with your name on it right there next to the hot cheese dispenser. See you at the movies. Oh, and best of luck opening that one complimentary soy sauce packet.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast, happy hour on News Talk 93.1 of MWACB. We are here till 6. We being me, Greg Udell, and Rosie Brock.
You are adorable.
Ain't she?
And here they are.
And now Jeb to give us the big welcome as well. Say, please clap or please crap, Jeb. Kind of hard to tell. Our next segment brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27 Rec with a W, for good as new, baby, better outcomes. Is that clown ass still calling us? The one that's been banned? Don't mention his name.
I don't know if it's him, but whoever is calling and hanging up, as soon as they hear my voice, you need to stop it.
Yeah, or we'll star 69 your number and call the police. This is a federally licensed facility. And it isn't rare that we take this kind of hard line, but don't with us, okay? And I'm in a kind of a testy mood right now. Soldier Boy?
Hey, Greg. I got two questions to ask you, okay? First, and they're both about baseball.
Yeesh.
The situation with the Dodgers, okay? Those fake nuns, and I happen to be Catholic myself, but those fake nuns were seen in pole dancing on crucifixes, crosses, okay? That isn't anti-religious. I don't know what is, but let me ask you a question. What if it was a statue of Muhammad?
You are asking me a question you already know the answer to, you know.
Absolutely. Here's another question, Greg. What happened to the pitcher up there at the Toronto Blue Jays? He was talking about in his Twitter about his Christian ways.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. His name is Anthony Bass. And I may be able to, I may not. It's going to take me time to find it.
Yeah, but
let me just give the recap here, okay? He initially spoke out against this queer sisters of the perpetual indulgence and said baseball shouldn't be doing this. Then apparently the Blue Jays had a conversation with him and he apologized, all right? Oh. Big apology. Then, following that, the next time he appeared in a game, he got booed by the fans. So the question is, did they boo him because he spoke up against the sisters of the perpetual indulgence, or did they boo him because he buckled?
He got booed at by the Christians out there that went to the game and because he buckled.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's exactly it.
If you can play it, Greg, because I never seen somebody suck it up. I thought John Cena sucked it up big time for China. This guy even sucked it up bigger.
Oh, yeah. They're all whores.
God.
They're all whores. And let's face it, Clayton Kershaw was able to stand up and say what he did because he is a future Hall of Fame Dodgers pitcher, and they're not going to screw with him. But Anthony Bass, need him? He might be out of a job there.
Well, here's another question is, why is Mother's Day only gets recognition one day out of the year, and Father's Day only gets one day out of the year? but Pride gets a whole damn month.
I don't even understand it to begin with. I mean, proud of what?
Pride of what?
Whatever, but okay, if you are, I thought the whole idea was acceptance and making sure that that would never become an issue with you being hired or fired or because of, all right? No, that's not it at all.
Didn't Major Baseball take the All-Star game away from Atlanta because of what, BLM? Was it the BLM thing or the voting?
Because the jerk-off commissioner of baseball believed the media BS that the law was racist. More black people voted in the last election than ever before in Georgia. So it was a horse crap thing, and he's too much of a coward and a... language alert. To rescind it and say I was wrong and we're giving the next All-Star game back to Atlanta. Son of a bitch. I hate this. I hate this. Stay out of politics. I don't turn on, thanks to the call, I don't turn on sports for a lecture on what I should believe. It'll be really interesting to see what happens, as Mark Grobert explained, and we'll have that podcast up pretty soon. As Mark Grobert explained, there's a lot of forces coming together on that Pride night when they give an award to these Catholic-hating transgender, whatever they are. I can't even keep track of them anymore because they all got an initial. How that works out. There is, I'm not advocating this, but there's already, just under normal circumstances, quite a bit of violence around Dodgers games. Somebody got killed in the parking lot after a game, got caught up in a fight or something, dead. And there was something not that long ago, same thing, out of control. So given these circumstances, wow. Here is Keith from Santuck. Great to hear from you.
Hey, buddy. And glad to be on there with you. I just left work, and I was catching some of the Pride or Proud or whatever you want to call it, and hey, you aware they already got the flags up downtown Montgomery?
Why?
I don't know. I guess it's Pride or something.
Do they take down the straight people flag and put that one up in its place?
I don't know, but that's straight male heterosexuals pulling out the parking deck. All you can see is rainbow flags.
We're dead meat in this world. Straight men are dead meat. Take a look at, in fact, this is one reason why I'm probably going to cut the cord. I can't watch commercials anymore because they, in no way, shape, or form, mirror the world I live in. It's all pandering. It's all, this is why I continue to call George Floyd the most influential person of this century, because his situation, this career criminal coming in contact with the wrong cop, gave them an excuse to create this.
They did. They're selling us a lifestyle. They're not trying to sell us a product.
Hey, by the way, let me, I'm going to share something else before I forget to do it. Hang on. I'll get this for you in a moment. This is from David Blackman.
The Liberty Daily.
Yes. Bud Light parent Anheuser-Busch's stock has lost. Are you ready for this? Take a guess. How much do you think they've lost? Wild guess.
$10 billion.
No. Anheuser-Busch has lost $27 billion over Dylan Mulvaney. And there are a-holes out there who say they did the right thing. And there's a picture of Dylan in his cocktail dress and his makeup, celebrating his year of girlhood, which he is not. He is not a girl. He's not a woman. And Anheuser-Busch thinking, you know what? We're too fratty. We're too fratty. You know, just a bunch of white guys sitting around drinking our beer in college dorms and in bars. So let's reach that new market we need to embrace.
I just want to see how many other people are dumb enough step out there on that plank and jump off.
Hey, Target's losses, Target's corporate value has, I think their losses are now at $13 billion. Yeah, and there are plenty of stories out there saying fewer people are in the stores because there's a boycott.
Well, you know, Ford's got a commercial out now. Have you seen that one?
Oh, over the, is that the Raptor?
Yeah, the Rainbow Raptor, man. It's like, where does it stop, Greg?
Well, why? Let me know when, Keith, let me know when you see one of those Rainbow Raptors going down Highway 9 up your way, okay?
I'll make sure I send you a picture. Thank you, Greg. Love you, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Bye, Keith.
Here's the thing. It's... If I were a gay person, I would look at this Rainbow Raptor and all of this as pandering, insulting. They are trying to seek my approval by doing something that most normal companies... Now, let's say there's company... Well, of course, Target... hooked up with Abprella and then found out, oops, this guy is a big Satan worshiper. A little bit too late. They already had the products in the stores. Who knows how much they lost on that. And I hope Abprella has to file bankruptcy for this. All of this is flat out pandering for money. Using somebody's sexuality. Now, okay, let's look at the other side. Because who was it that went through, who ran, was it, I think it was Miller Lite did a spot. It didn't run, but it was like a big production. We're turning all our old Schmidt into gold. And they were going through some of their previous ad campaigns with beautiful girls in bathing suits and stuff like that. They used to sell beer. And the message I get from that is, hey, it's evil to look at a beautiful mess, a woman in a bathing suit. But if I want to thank the company that made the commercial that made me look at the beautiful woman, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all, in my opinion. This is, this thing has turned so inside out. Like I said, I'd hate to give up MLB Network. Although I kind of really do want to, I got to see if Mark's going to be out there at the Pride Night thing doing his, because he's a reporter. See what he learns. That should be good. Hey, it's Biloxi Gambler. How are you?
Doing good, buddy. On your topic there, I noticed the television commercial for Disney, and they're taking 25% off on all hotels, you know, inside the park.
Yeah, and the park hopper passes have been, like, cut in half.
Well, yeah, that was my next thing, is the daily rate is now, $396 for 4 days.
Yeah.
About $99 a day. And because I don't invest in them at all, but anyway, I did look at it, and they were down to like $88, which is, you know, a huge loss over where they were just in January.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I guess you know, they're feeling that, I mean, oh, they don't give attendance, you know, they don't make that public, but obviously attendance is down if they're cutting prices to get people to come in.
Well, the reason they were able to raise the prices to the point they did is demand. And when America started finding out what some of the things that were going on at Disney and some of the things they were promoting, their movies have debuted to tepid box office. Some have been huge money losers, and I think this Little Mermaid film is going to be one of them.
And their attendance is by people from foreign countries, international traffic.
Right.
And I don't know if people have looked around, you know, that think we're so mean to people that are outside the norm. But in other countries, they do not like none of this.
No, this is the sick part.
They laugh at us. We don't know what a woman is.
By the way, I found that, and I'm going to play that, too. What is a woman? It's a movie.
with.
Like, I need to watch it. I kind of have an idea. You never really understand. That doesn't mean you're going to understand a woman any better, but the definition.
Well, the Bible tells us when up is down and down is up and wrong is right and right is wrong. That's one of the signs. But anyway,
but these
I'm not
folks,
a Bible bumper.
These folks at Disney who detest us because we're not buying into all of this crap, but they'll happily edit that stuff for their Chinese dollars.
Oh,
that's what sucks. That's so hypocritical.
And that CEO that started all that crap, he got fired. They brought back the old one anyway.
Yeah, I don't know that he's any better.
Well, all right, buddy. Talk to you later.
Thank you, BG. Well, the first half hour is in the can, so to speak, as they say in Hollywood. Brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body, Donnie Turner. I've heard so many great stories from him. And boy, you talk about somebody that knows cars. Quick one. The last car I had before I bought my Rogue at Jack Ingram was a Ford Fusion Hybrid. I liked the car. Got great mileage with all the trips I was making to Florida. Saved a lot of money on fuel. And I was still enjoying a sedan. I was on Vaughan Road and was at a stoplight. The one I waited to turn into the road that takes you to Riverbank and Trust and Pepper Tree and all that stuff in that corner there. And boom, I got hit from behind. So I get out in the corner and a lady was a nervous wreck. And I said, well, I've got to take the car in and get it looked at. And she gave me her number. Didn't call the police. So I think it was later that day or the next day, I took it over to see Donnie. Donnie throws cardboard down on the ground, gets underneath and looks and says, what are you looking for? And he said, well, you got hit from behind and the battery connections, you got to make sure that they're not loose. So he did his inspection. When he came back up, he said, how many miles on this, et cetera? And he said, if I were you, I'd take this up the street to your friend Tip Tames at Jack Ingram and get you something new. You're at the mileage level where the value, he just knows cars. If I had any kind of a question on any car, I'm calling Donnie Turner. But what they do is repair cars that have been damaged in accidents in Montgomery Paint and Body. And in my humble opinion, Rich Thomas's humble opinion, Jay Scott's humble opinion,
my humble opinion,
they're the best.
Yep.
They're the best. They not only fix the damaged area, everything that needs to be replaced, repaired, repainted, but they then, after that, you have that beautiful new repaired area that kind of stands out. So they go about doing everything they can to make the car look whole and as good as new, maybe better. And how come you can depend on? Because there's only one way to do it at MPB, and that's right. And that's how they do it. 27 Rec with a W, if you need them. And apparently this afternoon from this traffic update, I'm seeing a lot of people will. 333.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we have two very bad accidents on Mulberry Street, one at East 5th with injuries. I'd call for more backup at that location to help with traffic. Also, Carter Hill at Mulberry got an accident there, and that intersection is just really tied up now because of the accident. They're directing traffic there as well. Those are a couple places you might want to avoid if that's a normal place for you to be this time of day. Maybe go around the given area. Also, East Boulevard, they're trying to wrap up an accident at Hitching Post. That's near the old Zaxby's location just down from Vaughan Road. Buckle up and be safe out there. Very busy everywhere, especially East South Boulevard at the moment. Registration for fall classes going up. Summer's in full swing at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato Cricket Wireless, Young American Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85. Another great McClinton Company development. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
From WAKH Channel 8 and ABC 32, I'm Daryl Hood. Former Wetumpka firefighter, 31-year-old John Carter, is charged with second-degree sexual abuse, facilitating the travel of a child for sex acts, and transmitting obscene material to a child by a computer. Carter was arrested and placed into the Elmore County Jail under a $105,000 bond. He has since bonded out. Montgomery police made an arrest in a Memorial Day shooting. 28-year-old Jaquan Hartwell is the suspect in the shooting death of 22-year-old Rondarius McQueen. Hartwell was taken into custody Thursday. He is being held in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. The legislature has given final approval to lower the state sales tax on groceries. It will gradually be lowered from 4% to 2%. Governor Ivey signed the $3 billion general fund budget. She also signed the $8.8 billion education trust fund budget. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch your local news on Channel 8 and ABC 32.
Improve your home's energy efficiency and curb appeal. Call JB Windows and Siding, your home exterior expert. Siding, windows, trim, carports, awning, roofing, and more. JB Windows and Siding uses only top quality home improvement products. Add low maintenance, beauty, value to your home for years to come. Call JB Windows and Siding today at 265-1216 or visit jbroof.com.
JB Windows and Siding.
Garden Center and Landscaping will help make your yard bloom this summer. Make your property beautiful with their large variety of low-maintenance shrubbery. Pine straw bales only $4.50, and their June special, 10% off all ornamental concrete. Shaw's is the River Region's exclusive retailer for wood furniture by Grassy Ridge Gazebos. With 50 years of horticulture experience, Shaw's can offer you advice and tips to help you get growing. Visit 3295 Wetumpka Highway in Montgomery, like them on Facebook, or go to shawsgardencenter.com.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Picture this. A serene, tranquil resting place surrounded by nature's beauty. A place where memories are cherished and loved ones are forever remembered. We're talking about your final resting place, and it's never too early to start planning for it. Pine View Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka has been family-owned and operated for over 55 years. We understand the importance of pre-need planning. You can make decisions that reflect your personal wishes. Choose the perfect location, whether it's a serene garden, a peaceful mausoleum, or a place in our cremation wall. Pre-need planning also alleviates the burden from your loved ones during a time of grief. By planning ahead, you can secure today's prices, protecting yourself and your family from future cost increases. So why wait? Contact Pineview Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka today. Your final resting place should be a reflection of your unique journey. Take control of your future and make pre-need planning a priority. Pineview Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka, where memories live on.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got a forecast that'll start to sound more and more familiar every day. Look for a few random pop-up evening storms. They will fade away in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 67. Tomorrow and Sunday, hot again with a high around 91 tomorrow, 93 on Sunday. And both days, look for those widely scattered random afternoon and evening storms, but they will be few and far between. Then not much change on Monday and Tuesday, lower 90s for a high, risk of widely scattered storms, and lots of humidity. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
272-9228-340.
Burning up.
Break you down. My
America. Well, it's not climate change. It's summer. Meteorological summer. Here's a cute little meme. It's a Target ad featuring Klinger from MASH wearing a pink dress and holding a rifle. See, now that's funny.
Yeah.
But here's what's not funny. And this comes from Elon Musk, who says today on his company Twitter, it won't be long before there are class action lawsuits by shareholders against the company and board of directors for destruction of shareholder value. And it can't happen fast enough. That's the one thing that will end this corporate insanity. Brad McDonald. See, since I wasn't particularly good at saving money, even when I was making a lot of it, I learned things about fiduciary responsibility after I got to know him. And it's been a while now. It's been about 12 years, I think. Anyway, these companies and these board chairmen and all the rest of them, they have an obligation to do everything they can to maintain the value of that business. People are investing their money in it. If you're a shareholder in Ambev or whatever the stock market logo name is, and you're looking at news that they are now down, what was it, 27?
27 billion.
27 billion. Because of one can, which was Bud's way of saying, yeah, we're 100% behind confused little boys like Dylan Mulvaney. Celebrating a womanhood that he doesn't really have. Isn't it cute, though? We're so fratty. We got to get out of the college beer party market and really take a deep dive into this. $27 billion. So it's not just Anna Shiny Heine or whatever her name was, who is now, they got a picture of her. She looks like she has, she looked like a zombie as she was going into her $8 million Central Park home in New York.
How did she get that?
Well, I'm imagining that a company like Ambev paying a marketing director, maybe even seven figures or more. You almost got to make that much money to live decently in New York as it is. Jeez. So, wouldn't that be fun? To see, and it's got to be coming. It's just got to be happening. That shareholders, having watched this disaster unfold, somebody's asking me if I'm in the June Boom magazine. Is there reason to believe I'm not?
No, I mean, you should be.
I'm thinking it's out today. I know I saw that. You know who's on the cover?
Yeah.
Dr. Carl Schmidt.
Yeah, I saw his picture.
We got to try and get a hold of him this afternoon and congratulate him and invite him back because he's just an amazing guy. That was so cool. I saw the cover. I did write a column for it, but AOL has been reluctant to let me log in, so let me see if it's there. Anyway, so you got two big companies, among others, who have done their woke thing to make themselves feel real good about themselves so they can have their big corporate circle, self-flagellatory, whatever, while their shareholders are getting killed. They should be held accountable because what they're doing has nothing to do with the making or selling of beer. They are... Oh, it's in there, Paul. Because my friend Valerie, yeah, it's out. I will post it. And I hope that you'll read it the first chance you get.
No.
You don't like what I write?
No.
Have you ever read one thing I've written?
No.
That's not fair, is it?
No.
Okay. As long as you're fair about not being fair. Yeah, it's called Five Rubens to Go.
It's on there.
It's not a...
And there's Dr. Carl.
Yeah. Looking good.
Yep.
So we should get the number for the shop and try and get him on the air so we can congratulate him. That's really cool. 3:45, we have a new look at our house. It's our patio. when people come over, we often encourage them to go around to the back, but I started getting self-conscious about it because our patio, it's a nice patio. It just hasn't been painted or cleaned in a long, long time. So off to New Look decorating. Now, I'm not good with this kind of thing, so Mr. Bitterbottle went over there and met Brett Latham and the whole team and came back really excited. Wow, we are going to have a new look on the patio. It's done. One of these days, we'll post some pictures. I'd like to get some before shots if I can find one. Yeah. Everything, the doors, the posts, the overhead, it's just amazing what fresh paint, top-tier Benjamin Moore paints can do to transform the look of a place. And we had the work done by Scott Bowers, who is absolutely the finest. So, and that's part one. We are now going room for room through the house, because really every room we have needs a fresh coat. And we're going to do it all with the help of Brett and his team at New Look Decorating. They're on Atlanta Highway at Bell Road on the north side of the street. There's a traffic signal there for easy getting in and getting out of their parking lot. And you're going to love the people there because they're a team. You can tell that they were all from the same draft class, if that makes sense, you know? They were raised right when it comes to customer service. So when you're ready, visit them and meet the people with real expertise and who aren't afraid to use it, by the way. That's kind of cool, too. Some place, what do you recommend? And they're, blah, blah, blah. They're afraid if it doesn't work out that you're going to be mad at them. But here's the thing. They know what they're doing there. They've got the experience. So they're not afraid. And you're always welcome to change your mind. Nobody makes you do anything. It's just a fun place to work with when you're adding a new look to any part of your home. NewLookDecoratingCenter.com. Back to the traffic dungeon.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, a few moments ago, they shut down traffic at Mulberry at East 5th Street. Got a bad accident there with injuries. Also, Carter Hill at Mulberry. The intersection there is just a mess because of a second accident there. They're directing traffic. If you can avoid those two areas for a bit, that would be really good. We have got a lot of cars on the boulevard all around the city. 31 outbound to Prattville and 231 outbound to Wetumpka. Very busy there. I-65 and 85, mostly moderate traffic through downtown. Incredibly busy afternoon all over the area. Summer's in full swing at Midtown Plaza. Shop Foot Locker, Sally Beauty. Get your nails done at Professional Nails and Spa and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe cleaning the old-fashioned way. Callan and her crew at Southern Bells bring all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook, Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is not headline news. Al Pacino was shocked to find out his 29-year-old girlfriend is pregnant, as were her friends to find out she's into necrophilia. A study finds an increasing number of U.S. teenagers are going to class stoned. In their defense, it is called high school. 181 people contracted COVID at a CDC conference. In addition to coughs, fevers, and chills, everyone involved is also being treated for elevated levels of irony. And June is National Celibacy Awareness Month. So we salute you, married men everywhere. This is not headline news.
3:51 on Istalk 93.1 of MWACB. We talked earlier this hour, and we talked about it at length with Mark Robert because he's out in L.A. and he's watching all of this slow-motion train wreck with the Dodgers and their commitments to Satan and baseball fans. And I think they're going to be the next big thing to learn a lesson the hard way. I mentioned that one of my go-to baseball sites is The Athletic. And I went there today, and instead of finding out who might get traded or what their take on the conditions of various teams and stuff is, I'm getting an article about why the Dodgers should welcome and embrace the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. And I'm thinking, I'm going to dump these people. This is not why I read The Athletic. So I was going to read some of that just to see what their pathetic excuse is. And, of course, trying to find this with one hand while talking to you with the other mouth is very difficult. Why do I do this to myself, Rosie? You've been working here a long time. Can you give me a reason?
No.
Let me. Yeah, thanks. No, can't. Because while we're hearing about players are unhappy about this, certainly the large Catholic fan base in L.A., largely Hispanic, they're not happy with this.
No.
But The Athletic knows better than the fans or the Catholics. How did the Dodgers Pride Night become national news, a timeline of events? You really need to explain that to us? As Pride Nights drive conversation, are the Angels doing enough? Like what? What obligation does a Major League Baseball team have to promote sexual orientations? But here's the one that I wanted to read. Somebody named Steve Buckley, who I've never heard of. How do you define God's work in defense of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence? For those who don't already know, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, according to their website, are a leading-edge order of queer and trans nuns. And that goes hand in glam with baseball, doesn't it? We believe all people have a right to express their unique joy and beauty. I'm not seeing a lot of beauty there.
No.
They dress in nun's garb and clown makeup and adopt such names as, again, going by their website, Sister Rosie Paper Partridge, Sister Maddie Bout You, and Sister Selma Soul. Also, for those who don't already know, the Los Angeles Dodgers are a Major League Baseball team. They dress in blue and white uniforms and are known by names as Mookie, Max, and Freddie. And before that, Pee-wee, Jackie, and the Duke of Flatbush, which I think are cool names. The Sisters and Dodgers had a recent collision of sorts after the Dodgers invited them to be honored at their annual Pride Night event, which is another question. Why are they doing that? The invite was rescinded over complaints that the Sisters are, among other things, anti-Catholic. They were then re-invited after the Dodgers, faced with other organizations threatening to boycott the event, took a closer look at the actual good work done by the Sisters and decided there was a place for them on Pride Night. The good work. But my intention here is not just to take a side, and yes, I have a side, but to see if we can find some middle ground. I'll begin here. While a lot of us were spending most of the 1980s wandering along the outskirts of the gay community, stepping inside once in a while and then right back out, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence were doing God's work. Now, that's a dodgy piece of writing, as it suggests the Sisters are nuns in the way you might think of nuns, in the way I thought of nuns from my days attending Sunday school at St. Mary's in Cambridge, Mass., but that's not it at all. I grew to respect the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, mainly because they were on the front lines of the AIDS epidemic, helping those who truly needed help and who might not have been getting it from their employers, their church, or even their own families. Well, I also respect the Catholic Church. My grandmother, Bridget Curran Buckley, who died more than 30 years before I was born, diverted her life to the church. Get to the point here, okay? Here's a tweet. Clayton Kershaw's disagreement with the LA Dodgers to include the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence in its Pride Night fueled his announcement of the club's Christian Faith and Family Day. God. They didn't have that scheduled until Kershaw spoke up, by the way. They're all about this. This is like the writing of perpetual bullcrap. So somehow their mockery of the Catholic Church helps with AIDS. I don't know.
Here's the thing, Greg. It's just like the coach. Remember the coach that kept hidden all this stuff at Notre Dame? The coach, wasn't it, Notre Dame?
Yeah, Paterno and the guy that went to jail, yeah.
Of all the sexual abuse. And he kept it hidden for years. And when it finally came out, that overshadowed everything that he had done to make Notre Dame so great for so many years.
Penn State.
Oh, Penn State. Okay. Because, you know, because of the nature of it and how egregious it was.
Well, he was molesting kids.
Yes.
He was a predator.
Exactly.
And Joe Paterno covered up for the guy.
Exactly.
And boom, one's in jail, the other, I don't know if he's still alive or not, and Paterno had to give up a job he could have held forever. But Joe put the team before doing what was right. But now, who knows? Would you be surprised if somebody spoke up? Jerry somebody, whatever his name was. Hey, maybe we should reconsider his case. This is how insane it all is. Talk about upside down, man. It doesn't get any more upside down than what we're seeing right now. All right, let me take a look ahead here. I'll tell you what. We're going to get to SRN News first. I've got a message out to a couple of people. Brant may call, kind of digest what this big market rally was about today. And what we might expect going down the road. And we have a call coming in. I want to see if it's somebody we want to take or not. Who do we have?
Okay, Jerry Sandusky.
Yeah, Sandusky. Yeah, that was the pervert. Okay. Right. And it went on for years. And there were rumors and stories, and nobody lifted a damn finger. And then, once the dam broke, a lot of players who were molested, who weren't particularly eager to share that, because they were embarrassed. Yeah, this is what goes on. I need to clear my head. I'm going to go burn one, as we say in the smoking circles.
Okay.
And then we'll get SRN News on. And it's he's a pretty good comedian celebrating a birthday today. And by the way, we do play requests on Friday at 272-9228. So let us know if we can play something so I can get off this and move on to something a little more palatable.